This week's parsha is Parshas Vayetze, and there's really a lot to talk about in Parshas Vayetze. And I want to share with you a very beautiful idea that's good to think about in Vayetze, and really also for life. And I want to just begin with teaching you a very interesting halacha, or a fact, and that is that if you look at the Torah, there is something called psuchos and stumos. If you look at the Chumash, they have a lot of times a pe and a samich. Sometimes there's breaks in the Torah. Meaning, at the beginning, usually at the beginning of a parasha, it's a break. Sometimes when there's a new topic in the middle, there's a break. If you look in the Torah, if you're zocher to get an aliyah the Shabbos, Parshas Vayetze, or you look in the Torah, you'll notice that in Parshas Vayetze, the entire thing from beginning to end, there is no breaks. There's no spaces. There's zero gaps, if you will, in the Torah. It goes straight from the word Vayetze Yaakov and Be'er all the way to the last word, Machanayim. In the parasha, there's no breaks, there's no interruptions at all in the Torah. And I want to try to learn with you today two understandings of why that is. One is very brief, and one we're going to elaborate on a little bit longer. The brief one goes as follows. The Baal HaTurim suggests the reason why there are no breaks in the Torah in Parshas Vayetze is to tell us the following message. Yaakov goes into Golus in Parshas Vayetze. In Golus, there's a concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation is darkened. Hashem, Kav Yachol, is in Golus with us. When there's the Geula, Geula always is associated with light and with a glow and with clarity. And Golus is always darkness and a lack of clarity and a lack of the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah itself shows us that Hashem's dealing with us is reflected in the Torah itself. There's no breaks. Everything is closed. There's no light to come in. Everything is dark. Because Golus is a dark journey. It's dark. And the Torah itself reflects that darkness in having a parsha totally stuma, totally closed out, totally nothing let in, so to speak. That's a very important message. We live in a very, very challenging time. We've discussed this many times over the course of this year already. We'll probably discuss it more. We live in Golus, even though we're Zocha, Baruch Hashem, to be in Eretz Yisrael, which is a great gift. But we're in Golus. And Golus brings with it darkness and confusion. And the pasuk, the parasha of Vayetze, is telling us really how to approach the darkness, how to get through the Golus. And I want to explain that with the second shot. What's another understanding of why there's no breaks in Parshas Vayetze? What's the idea behind no breaks at all? So in order to understand that, we have to understand why there are breaks in the Torah in general. How come there are these short breaks, long breaks, half breaks, whole line breaks? What's the idea of breaks in the Torah at all? So if you look at Rashi, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Rashi tells us the following thing. The reason there are breaks are to give a person time to lizbonen, to think and to stop and reflect in between different parts of the Torah. We can't go through things in one fell swoop. I hear about Shabbos, okay, let me reflect about Shabbos. I hear about Kashrus, let me reflect about Kashrus. I hear about any mitzvah of the Torah, any avera of the Torah, I have to reflect upon it. And the idea, so to speak, of the Torah in general, giving us space, is to give us time to reflect on that which is going on. Rav Gedalia Shor in the Sefer Or Gedalia that I have in front of me here has a very, very nice suggestion based on this idea why there are no breaks in Parshas Vayetze. And he suggests the following thing. He says, Yaakov Avinu, when he went into Golus, and when he went into Charan and stayed in Golus for a long time, he didn't let himself for one second become distracted and disconnected from his past. There was no break, if you will, in Yaakov. There was no break from Eretz Yisrael, from the Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael to the Yaakov in Golus. There was no Hesach Hadas, like we learned this past week about Tefillin. There was no Hesach Hadas, there was no losing his focus of what his mission was throughout the entire time he was in Golus. He was locked in. He was locked in to his mission, to his responsibility, to his duty 100%. Everyone knows, on the way to Golus, Yaakov stopped. Where did he stop? in the base medrash. Which base medrash? Shein ve'ever. For how long?
14 years.
So the Gedalia Shor points out an amazing thing. He points out that Yaakov Avinu doesn't say he learned there for 14 years. It says, I'm quoting from Chazal, Hitmin atzmo b'shem ve'ever. Hitmin. The word hitmin can mean to hide. Also, it's like the word hatmana on Shabbos. On Shabbos, when you wrap foods up on Shabbos, you totally wrap them up. That's called hatmana. What this means is, when Yaakov went to Shem ve'ever, before he went to Golis, he came into yeshiva and he totally locked into yeshiva. He was there. Chazal said he didn't even sleep in the bed. He didn't lay down in the bed for 14 years. Obviously, he slept because he can't go without sleeping. But not in the bed. How can he sleep in the bed? He's in yeshiva. He has 14 years to learn. How can a person sleep during that time? Yaakov couldn't sleep in a bed. Yaakov knew that the way to survive in Golis, my friends, is to prepare yourself before you get to Golis. And to lock in such a real way that when you leave Eretz Yisrael, when you go into Golis, so you're going to be so rooted, so grounded, so solid, that no matter what kind of challenge you comes your way, it could be Lavan, it could be Esav, it could be America, it could be whatever you're going to be faced in the life after the change of Golis that a person goes into, but they're so solid, so rooted where they are, they'll be able to face any challenge whatsoever. So there's no breaks. You know why? Because there was no break from Yaakov in his preparation stage in Eretz Yisrael to the Yaakov that came to Golis and survived in Golis. My friends, I want to just bring this message very much down to home for us. Today, in the English calendar, is December 1st. December. It's like winter. It doesn't look like winter outside. It's nice and warm outside today. It's a beautiful day. But it's December. 2 weeks from this coming Sunday night is the first night of Hanukkah already. And we're already kind of getting some traction into our year. Some traction into our year in Eretz Yisrael. Guys, this year is really, 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 really pivotal. It's a year where if we invest in it properly, it will help define our lifetime for the rest of our lives. It's a year that if we, like Yaakov Avinu, if we're matmin atzmenu, if we dive in, if we invest in what we have in front of us, this can make a very, very huge, huge difference about the entire trajectory of our lives. 1 year, hopefully more than 1 year, if we're able to stay in Eretz Yisrael, in the Shiva for more than 1 year, we should be zochet to stay as long as we can. But it's not so much a matter of time as much as it's a matter of quality and maximizing the time. A person could be in yeshiva for 20 years and not have too much of a show for it. And a person could be in yeshiva for a year or a year and a half and walk out with such solid foundations that no matter where he goes afterwards, no matter what the next step is, he's solid, he's there to go. There's no break, so to speak. There was no break from Yaakov going from Golis, from Eretz Yisrael to Golis, because Yaakov said, I'm taking every single ounce of what I had with me to the next stage of life. Abosai, yeshiva is has two parts to it. One part of yeshiva is to grow as much as you can. Another part of yeshiva is to take all that growth with you and prepare yourself for the rest of your life. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm probably not wrong. I imagine most of us are not going to have a time after we leave yeshiva, whatever that is, to learn a full-time, probably till we retire, maybe till we retire. Full-time learning? Who has that gift? Full-time learning. No responsibilities, no tests, no homework. Just learn. Kumara's hard for me, it's okay. I'm pushing through. Ian's hard, I'm pushing through. Bekias is hard, I'm pushing through. I'm establishing myself. You know what I'm doing? I'm building myself and I'm building my future. I'm laying the foundations that whenever we have to go out into the quote-unquote real world, whenever that is, I'm ready for it. Because I'm building myself day after day, week after week, month after month, into the person that I want to become. How do we know this? From Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov taught us. Yaakov said, I'm going to Shem Ve'ever 14 years. Matmin atzmo! He totally buried himself. Buried himself. I wanted to say one last thing. I know I'm competing with the outside. I apologize, but just stay with me one more second. In my experience in yeshiva, there's been two kinds of guys that come to yeshiva. More than two kinds, but just two really global categories. Some guys come to yeshiva and they experience yeshiva while looking at yeshiva. They're in the yeshiva, they're outside of the yeshiva. They're watching the guys in yeshiva grow. They're watching Rebbein give shir. But they're not in the yeshiva. Yeah, they're in a dorm room in the yeshiva. Sometimes they eat the food in yeshiva, sometimes not. They play on the basketball courts in yeshiva, and they even maybe sometimes sit in the base medrash, but they're watching the yeshiva from the outside. That's not the way you prepare yourself as a Ben Torah for life. The way you do that is by saying, I'm here, I'm in. Count me in. I'm part of this, I'm buying in. I'm giving myself over to this entirely. I'm going to try it with every ounce of koach that I have. I'm matmin atzmi beis medrash. I'm 14 years. I'm not 14 years. Maybe halavai 14 years. Maybe 14 months. Whatever it is, I'm in. I'm all in. I both say if we understand that message and we take that message in, there's no limit. There's no sky. There's no cap. There's no ceiling that says okay. When you reach that point, you're done. There's no done. We can go and fly beyond the highest of heights. We should be zochim Eretz Hashem to learn the lessons of Yaakov Avinu. To really take advantage, to be matmin ourselves, to really invest, to become really true Bnei Torah that will carry us this year and the rest of our lives. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, Shabbos.